Well, hey there. This is Deb, the Horoscope Lady, coming back to BBS on a Thursday. It's a brand new time for me. And today is January 10th, 2008. And I am a sidereal astrologer, and I ask you each and every week, do you know where your planets are? For instance, right now, the Sun is at 26 degrees of Sagittarius. That's right, it has not actually physically gotten to Capricorn. Mercury is in Capricorn, however. Chiron is in Capricorn. The Moon is in Capricorn. Neptune is in Capricorn. Something called the North Node in Aquarius, along with Uranus. Mars is moving ever, ever so slow in Gemini at 2 degrees. We'll be talking about that in a minute. Let me see. South Node's right there in Leo. Saturn's in Leo. Venus is in Scorpio, moving pretty darn quick, though. Pluto is in Sagittarius, along with Jupiter. And the Sun, I already said, spit it out, girl. The Sun is still in Sagittarius. Yes, 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 yes. Want to talk a couple things tonight. Again, of course, about sidereal astrology and the people who are having the toughest time right now with it, with the Mars going retrograde in Gemini. And it has been in Gemini since September. So, you know, normally Mars zips through a constellation in about 6 weeks, and people feel that because areas of their life get energized for about 6 weeks. But every other year it slows down and goes retrograde. So it's in an area of people's lives for anywhere from 3 months to 6 months, depending on how it splits out. And man, it is terrific for really deciding what you want to do in life and, you know, giving yourself permission, I guess, to go there, as well as the energy to do it. But if you fight change, if you don't want to change, if you are trying to, like, push into the wind, when you could be using the wind to get further and further ahead, if you're fighting it, then all kinds of things will happen to you. And I'll talk about a couple of clients that I've had that I can just see it going on. I won't be using names, of course. But if you're experiencing anything like that, you know, feel free to call in, ask questions about yourself. We're also going to be talking about the Republicans are debating tonight. And even though I'm sure most of the listeners out here will not be voting that way, it is still good to know who the charts are and, you know, who the people are and who's going to be put up for their side of the party in the year. And the last thing, oh, I did want to mention, only because I can tell, you can tell it's a slow news day when Hollywood picks on a 15-year-old pop star because she is using, you know, the first thing I heard this morning, I heard it last night, and it's coming over the news with the radio coming. The only thing I didn't see it was in the newspaper, about Hannah Montana, also, you know, Miley Cyrus is her name, using a body double. And, you know, the way they made it sounded like that Jennifer Beal thing in Flashdance way back when, where, you know, Jennifer obviously was not a dancer, you know, did not have the body of a dancer, didn't train to be a dancer, and so they used a double to do all the dance scenes, which, you know, it's fine, you know, you don't expect them to be able to do everything, but because they lied about it, you know, when it got found out, it was a problem, just like most other things. But next week, we'll be talking about some of these little starlets, and some of them, you know, have had some terrible problems. They would have had problems anyway, whether they were, you know, part of the culture that they're part of, but the press really does make it hard, you know, on these people. And I've said this before on other shows, it is not a crime to be a celebrity. I don't know why we treat them like that, but at any rate, what Hannah did was sort of a sleight of hand move on stage where she has a double come out for less than 5 minutes while she's changing clothes in the background, and then the double goes off and, you know, she comes right back on as Miley Cyrus, no longer Hannah Montana. And I'm thinking, well, it's just, it's stage work. It's like sleight of hand stuff. It's nothing to get upset about. And I'll be talking about her chart next week. But tonight I did want to talk about, like I said, politics, and I wanted to talk, oh, before we get into the politics, let me talk about people who are having the toughest time with the Mars slowing down and going so slow. If you were born, and this is any year, if you were born in the middle of June, somewhere around June 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th in there. You are having, you're a Gemini, certainly if you're born June 15th on, and you will notice these dates will overlap. If you have not heard the show before, if you don't know anything about sidereal astrology, the dates will overlap because the planets really don't care about calendar years. And they don't care about leap year, and they don't care about when it's midnight wherever you are. So, you know, if you go by the constellations, it does take a little bit more work. You do have to pay a little bit more attention, but it is so worth it. Anyway, so if you were born in the first part of June, and you are Gemini, you are way feeling it. And I certainly invite anybody who's got a birth date around them to call in and say, what the heck is going on? The same thing is going on for people born in the middle of December. And again, that's certainly the 15th, but possibly the 14th, and the 16th and the 17th. These are Sagittarians, and they are, like I said, they're just having a real, they're being forced to prove themselves, I guess, show their hand, show what they can do. If they say something, they must do it, either at work or at home or, you know, any bravado around with their friends. If they say, oh, yeah, I can do that, well, they're being asked to prove that right now. And, you know, it's not a bad thing, but it's a ton of pressure when it's been going on for so long. And that's what's happening with a lot of these people. It's just they're wearing down, particularly the Virgos. And, again, they're the middle of September. Now, that can also be the 15th, 16th, 17th, or even the 18th of September. If you were born then, you were certainly possibly, you're certainly a Virgo on the later parts of those dates. And it is just, the pressure is different here. The pressure is you're having to change and adjust, but yet keep on smiling while you do it. And like I said, part of that, you know, that's not so bad if it's 6 weeks, but for 6 months, you know, okay, I've adjusted, I've changed, I've done everything you've asked me to do. And either it's not good enough or it's not getting done or some things aren't moving fast enough. And, you know, people, if they're trying to get a loan or something, I hear you, caller, I'll be with you in a minute. You know, people are trying to get a loan or something, or if they're trying to get a raise from their boss, it's extremely tough on them, because they're like, why do I have to keep jumping through hoops? The end is in sight, I will tell you that. Yes, caller, may I have your name?
Lyle.
Hi, Lyle. What's your birth date, dear?
I'm sorry?
What is your birth date?
It's 7/21/1962.
62. And do you know the time of your birth?
8:43 p.m.
And the place?
Indianapolis, Indiana.
Oh, how lovely. Pardon me, I'm a one-handed typer.
That's okay, I understand. I can pick fast.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, Lyle, what questions do you have today?
Well, I have a court case that is coming up, and I was wondering how it will go.
Okay, that's a good question. I like questions like that. You know, it's like, all right, here, you know, something that, as opposed to, you know, questions about, gee, just tell me general future. No, that's a good question. First of all, when you were born, I would tell you that the sun was in 5 degrees of Cancer. You probably already think you're a Cancer, tropically, so it's not a big deal having you switch and say, no, you're still a Cancer. What is the court date exactly? Do you mind, is it close to today, or is it a couple weeks from now?
Well, no, it's kind of like in the beginning phases. I actually go in to talk about the case management with the judge and the attorney general.
Okay. All right. That's good to know because long drawn out. All right.
Yeah, that date is January 30th that I have that meeting with them.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then let me scoot forward to that time period. And the reason why is because by then some planets are going to be moving around, and Mars is just getting ready at that point to go direct, which is actually a good thing, just in general. So, all right, let me look at that. Okay, so you're going in then. All right, what do we have here? I have a heck of a chart going on here this year. this year in general. What I'm seeing mostly, particularly around January 30th, is that, and I'm glad it is going to be not before the 30th. What I'm seeing is that whoever has started this, why you even have to go in, their motives will be very visible at that time. So it's like, all right, if there's any reason that you're getting hauled into court that is not, you know, completely, I'm going to say, your responsibility, if it's, you know, somebody else has got a bone to pick or somewhere, that's going to be very plain. And that's a good thing.
Well, I will tell you, I am challenging the tax system or the taxes because of the research I did.
Okay.
So I found out that basically, and it doesn't matter, even there's only a few states that don't charge income tax.
Right.
And from my research, I found out why. And everybody has hitched their boat basically to the federal government. Basically, I looked at the Internal Revenue Code. They have wages, and there's a definition for wages that unless you get money from the federal government or you work for the federal government or you live in the territories like the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico, you don't owe taxes. And I found this out, and I tell people to do their own research. I know it sounds
right.
Crazy, but if you do your research and you find out, you can find out that we've been lied to.
Yeah, well, there you go. Matter of fact, it was funny. I was just thinking literally the other day. It was like in 1915 when they first wanted to collect income tax?
They passed it in 1913.
Okay, it was 1913.
But they didn't start collecting it until 1930 or 1940. So they didn't implement it right away because people knew better then. As time went on and they got people to believe it, believe that they owed it, then, you know, it was easier. If they would have did it right then, they would have had problems. And there are Supreme Court cases that kind of point to this, and they're basically, like I said, I did 6 months. It was basically another job. And
yeah.
It all started with, if anybody is interested, a good starting place is Cracking the Code by Peter Hendrickson, and he kind of tears it apart. But then I did my own research, looked at court cases, looked at other websites, and found out it's just a big lie.
Good. That's interesting. Now, the reason the 1915 stuck in my head is because there's this old family story where they came after my great-grandfather, you know, his farm, and they said, okay, you got to pay taxes on this. He said, that's ridiculous, you know, to pay that the income tax. And my great-grandmother ended up going, this was in King George County, Virginia, and ended up going into Washington, D.C. to find work so she could pay these taxes so the family would not lose the farm, which ruined their marriage. But, you know, which they, you know, she just felt because the government came and told them that they were going to take the property unless, you know, he paid income taxes.
Yeah,
so
and see, that's what they used the feelings for the United States basically against us, you know, against those, because you want to be patriotic, you want to help
right.
out in the war.
Right, but that's right, there was a war going on.
Right, and another good film, but now the direct, guy that made it has passed away, Aaron Russo, but he made a movie, he has a DVD out that's called America, Freedom to Fascism, and it tells the story how the bankers did it. And it was, it's amazing. But anyway.
Let me tell you what I ended up doing once you told me what it was. Because I'm looking at that day. Okay, so you obviously, you're the one who has the bone to pick. Okay, and that's fine. You know, I was like, I knew there was somebody there who's got a bone to pick. This obviously is the very first. And what you are going to be charged with doing, when I say charge, what you're going to not legally charge, you are going to have to prove everything you're doing, which, you know, sounds kind of obvious, but they're going to say, all right, this is not enough. I'm going to give you some good dates, because the other thing I looked at was what's called your progress chart to see what was going on. And sure enough, my dear, you have, this is pretty much the, astrologically for people that care, your sun has progressed to, and I use directions on this one, your sun has progressed to where your ascendant is. And what that is doing is, it's like, it's just showing this entire limelight. Well, that's for the day of the court case. I'm sorry. The sun has progressed to the ascendant on the day of the court case. And the entire limelight is on what you're doing at that moment. And that's a good thing. That is a darn good thing. I'm going to, if you hold on 1 minute, I'm going to do a transit here and tell you when you might get your other say, so you can come back and say, you know, really start convincing people. Now, this is terrific, of course, that you're doing this in an election year. I don't think there's a lot of politicians that are going to want to take this on. However, if you can make enough noise about it early on, it might work to your advantage. I would expect you, I hope you have a pencil and paper here, I would expect you to have a great deal of trouble or opposition with this, especially as you close in on April 6th, not necessarily the 15th, but, you know, closing in towards tax time. But that's also the time where you can really start making people aware of this.
Okay.
Okay, just like as the closer you get to tax season. I think that that day in general, you've got some lovely aspects going on. You've got some lovely Jupiter, you know, Jupiter's trining Venus. Your Venus, Jupiter's trining your Neptune, Jupiter's trining your sextiling your Jupiter. I mean, you've got some lovely aspects going on for that particular day. But particularly as you get closer and closer to tax time, you can start making a lot of noise about it. Now, you realize you're talking about a lot of people's income, you know, because that's what the taxes do, essentially. They pay the incomes for the federal governments and the state government workers and the rest of that.
Well, I guess I should fill you in a little bit more. It's not actually the federal government that I'm going against. It's the state, because the state, and I think in 1986 is when all the states that charge income taxes based theirs on the federal. They had some agreement going. So mine is not with the federal government yet. It's with the state first.
Start with the state first and then move out. But I will tell you, the federal government, it'll still make them nervous. And that's okay. That's a good thing. Yeah, I think this is you actually may get some success with this, and I would love to have you call back in closer, you know, somewhere in the middle of April, and let me know exactly, and the listeners too, exactly what kind of things were going on, because your chart just, you know, it just comes to life, so to speak.
I will. The other thing that I did was I bought this package that this lawyer was selling. He said, basically, it's how to represent yourself in court, and he tells you how to go through the discovery process and what tools you have to make them answer questions. And that has been really helpful. And when I did my research and looked at previous court cases, I see where lawyer, because he said it's just rules and you have to know how to play the game.
Right.
He said, really, you have to, if you haven't won your case before the trial, then you didn't have a good case in the first place. But you know, I feel everything's coming together. I'm just seeing if the feeling that I have is matching what the direction I think it's going.
Well, it is, and I will tell you, this will not be over soon. you know, this I could, you know, I'm just looking at where Saturn is in your chart, which is right now is what's called the eighth house. It's hanging around Pluto there. It'll be going to Venus, which is going to impend on your income. So I don't know if the state is going to be, and this will happen in the next year. So I don't know if the state's going to be, like, you know, combing through to see if you owe, you know, I don't know if Indianapolis has personal property tax or anything like that.
Yeah.
Just, you know, pinging you. You just kind of ping, ping, ping. But if you keep at this, the 2.5 and the 5 years after that, you will get more and more attention. And this case will have a, take on a life of its own, which I assume is what you want. So, you know, if you can tell yourself right now, I'm willing to put in 6 to 7 years proving this, then I think you've got it made.
Well, the thing about it is, see, Peter Hendrickson has a website called LostHorizons.com.
Okay.
And he shows where other people have gotten money back from the state and the federal government using the what's in the Internal Revenue Code.
Okay.
So I wouldn't be the first one. It's just, and I'm not sure why, you know, they chose me, but I don't care. It's the game now. It's a game now. It's
yeah.
All.
Well, I said I wish you the best of luck. I can also, like I said, I see over the next 7 years you are rising, rising, rising in whatever you choose to do. You'll be getting more attention. You'll have more responsibility. So, I mean, you can certainly use this on your regular career, whatever that is, but you can also certainly use that for this and to, you know, keep that up. So, yeah, it's right there. So, you know, the timing's good, and you should be all right with it. That's kind of nice, actually.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Well, certainly, certainly.
Thanks for the...
And I, certainly, I'm happy to talk to you. And as I said, please call back somewhere in April. Let us know what's going on.
I will indeed.
Okay.
Thank you.
Certainly. I'd like to mention to anyone right now, everyone, I should say, not anyone, everyone listening, that tomorrow you can go to blogger.com, that's blogger.com, and look under Horoscope Lady. And there will be a recap of tonight's show, or this afternoon's show, depending on where you're listening to it. And you can also post your questions or comments on that particular blog, and I will answer them, you know, next week, you know, as they come up. So, again, that's go to blogger.com, look under Horoscope Lady, and you'll see the title will be BBS, January 10th. Is that what it is today? Yes, January 10th. And you'll be able to, again, you know, you'll have a recap of the show, and you can ask questions yourself or, you know, see what's there. Okay, and as I was talking before about the Mars thing going on, the last one I'd like to mention was people who are born in the middle of March, the 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, possibly even the 16th, depending on leap year or not. Pisces, it was early degrees of Pisces, and they are also getting the same kind of squeeze that the Virgos are getting with Mars squaring their sun, and it's just challenge after challenge after challenge. And, you know, you get tired of it after a while. You get tired of having to constantly make these adjustments and to prove yourself. But if you keep your eyes on the prize, essentially, what are your goals? Don't get caught up in anybody else's goals or their stuff. You know, it's like if you got to do it for your job, that's fine. You do that. But keep, like, why are you doing it? You know, what is your motivation for doing this? Keep your eyes on the prize, and it's particularly early degrees of Gemini, early degrees of Sagittarius, early degrees of Virgo, and early degrees of Pisces, and these are all sidereal degrees, so that's what I'm talking about, sidereal signs. Okay, let me take a look now at the front runners of the Republican Party, and John McCain. Let's start with John McCain. See what's going on with him this evening. John McCain, when John McCain was born, for those who are interested, August 29th, 1936. He was born at 9 a.m., best guesstimate time, and I haven't done my own rectifying on this, in Cocosolo, I think that's what it is, Panama. He was born down in Panama. He's Senator John McCain from Arizona. He's Arizona. Shows you I do not know my Republicans that well. However, what I can tell you is that the sun is at 13 degrees of Leo when he was born, and right now Saturn is sitting on it. So it is poised, absolutely poised, for not only the pressure that's on him, but for him, the more, I want to say Republican he can look, the more, but proud and conservative and, you know, like all the right keywords, the more his party is going to go for him. And that's where it is. This entire Mars retrograde period, Mars has been in the constellation Gemini, of course, and it's been up in his 10th house. So he's gotten a lot of press. He's gotten, obviously, he's their front runner. But, I mean, it still looks, as far as he's concerned, it looks extremely good for him. He's got Venus, transiting Venus, coming down to his Jupiter in the 3rd house. So without seeing anybody else's charts right now, and I haven't really looked at them, I mean, he wins quite a few things in the next 3 days. He just, you know, he comes off very, very good to the people that he needs to come off to. So let's see, who else is here? Mitt Romney. Where did that gentleman get a... Oh, actually, I know a couple Mitts. It's an interesting nickname. He was born March 12th, 1947. Goodness gracious. And 9:51 a.m., Detroit, Michigan. When Mitt was born, the sun was in 28 degrees of Aquarius. Very, very, very different energy than John McCain, who is a Leo. That Aquarian energy, of course, is opposite of being a Leo, but it's air. It's not fire. It's not electrifying. Now, I think it is interesting that both of them have Earth signs rising. John McCain has Virgo, and Mitt Romney has Taurus. And let me just make a prediction about how he'll do tonight, and then I will go to the caller that's on the line. Yeah, he's got... The best thing I could say with him is that he has got, this Venus, transiting Venus, which is a nice aspect, but it's a little farther away. Again, he would do better on over the weekend or wherever their next debates are going to be. I think he's going to do better then. He's got not a lot of aspects going on that look good for this evening in particular. So, well, there you go. All right, yes, caller, how are you this evening?
Hi. Hi. My name is Sharon. And,
okay.
Do you need my birth date?
Yes, please.
7/4/52, and where I was born.
Yes, please.
Albany, New York.
Oh, you say that again?
Albany.
Oh, okay.
New York. And I think it's 3:15 in the afternoon.
What's the weather doing up there now?
Actually, it's not bad at all. We had an awful windstorm yesterday.
Yeah. I know, we got it today.
A lot of trees.
It came down here today.
Oh, that was terrible.
Yeah. I know, it was kind of warm, and I had set my house plants out so they could get, you know, just... So they're not in the dry house all winter long.
Did they go anywhere yet?
Well, what they ended up doing is half of them started getting blown away. I thought, oh my gosh, you know, let's get them all back in.
Did they go anywhere?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They go anywhere. That was it. They started going, and I had to get them back in. All right. Let me see. You're born. You did tell me July 4th, 1952.
That's correct.
Okay, I was thinking because I've got some static on the line. Okay, when you were born, the sun was actually 19 degrees of Gemini. What would you like to know?
I was thinking about doing a new career this year, and I was wondering if that would be favorable.
Perfect timing. And again, like I've been talking over and over and over again, and I don't know if you've heard me before on BBS, I started talking about it almost ad nauseum when Mars went into Gemini, because I said wherever this is in your chart, is, you know, it's going to be a really big deal, not just this year all the way through April, but a big deal, you know, for the years to come.
Wow.
And where you have it, of course, when you were born, the sun was in Gemini, so was Uranus, so was Venus, and all of that in your ninth house. And then, of course, it's trining your ascendant. And if I'm giving you too much astrology, just ignore it.
It's okay.
But what I'm saying is, you know, it couldn't be better for you to start a new career, particularly if it involves travel or some sort of, you know, higher education or higher mind study or something that just, you know, gets your gray cells working and you just where you have fun doing it.
I was thinking the metaphysical field.
Well, that's, you know, it's the same thing as, yeah, as far as, you know, something where you have to think. And it's a spiritual field, certainly.
Right.
Do you have a business, whatever it is that you want to get into, and this is, like I said, it's a terrific time to get into something new, and this should have something that you can do. Particularly like May and June, you'll get a lot of press for it, or you'll get a lot of advertisement for it, either word of mouth or actually a little article in a newspaper or something, which is nice. But whatever it is that you're thinking about doing, it, you know, have you thought out, all right, how much money can I actually make doing this?
No, I haven't thought about money, making actually money. I just thought about what good I could do. That's basically it.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to think about the money end, and here's why. Because right down here in the bottom of your chart, you've got this this Neptune, which will actually be moving out of, it's in Capricorn. It's been there for 13 years. It's got another year, or a year and a half, you know, floating in and out, and it'll be out of Capricorn finally. But while it does that, it rolls over your north node. The nodes always have to do with money. So what I don't want is, now, it could be getting money. It could be money coming in, particularly, you know, you're talking about a metaphysical field. Neptune's there, so it certainly could be that. Of course, it could also be a seafood restaurant or, you know, being astrology, being what it is.
Winning the lottery, huh?
Yeah, hit the lottery, aquatic gardening, you know, something like that. But it also could be money rushing out real quick.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so it's going to be one or the other. It won't be anything in between. That's why I said I want you to think about money.
Okay.
I will tell you what Reverend Ike used to say. I don't know if you know who Reverend Ike is.
I do.
Yeah, you see, you're in my age group, so yeah, you remember. And he used to say the best thing you can do for poor people is not be one of them, which
okay.
I always loved.
That's good. That's good
yeah.
to remember.
So if you're making money, you can actually do more and more work. You can see more people. You know, think of it in that terms. I know a lot of people think, well, gee, I want to do service work. And service work is terrific, but it can't drain your pocket.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
And so,
I have another question.
Sure.
Retrogrades. I don't seem to have any retrogrades in my chart. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's an excellent thing. Matter of fact, the only thing you have retrograde in your chart are your nodes, which are pretty normal, because the nodes are retrograde most of the time.
Okay.
You also have Chiron retrograde, but that's a so what. You know, it's like it doesn't matter that, you know, a lot of people don't even use it, so it's like a so what. No, it is excellent. The fewer amount of retrogrades people have, and it's hard to have few of them, because the outer planets are retrograde for like half the year.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have someone that's born with few retrogrades or even no retrogrades, they kind of win at everything.
Okay.
It's nice. I mean, it's a lovely, lovely thing to have.
I just noticed that. I started reading on this astrology, and I said, this can't be. I don't have any retrogrades. And I just haven't, you know, I didn't read what it meant. But if it's a good thing, I'm going to take it.
Yeah, it's the luck of the draw, and it's a good luck of the draw. I will tell you who has absolutely no retrogrades in his chart is George W. Bush. And here's a man.
Don't compare me to George W. Bush.
Yeah, No.
I'm only kidding.
No. But see, this is, I know, because people like me too, you know. But look at this guy. He lost money on an oil company. He lost money on a baseball team. He has done everything that he has done. He should have lost both elections.
I know.
But he came out on top every single time. That is someone who was born with no retrogrades. that just keeps slugging along. That's all they have to do is show up, and things are good for them. So for everybody else born the day that he was born, I hope they have applied themselves equally well in their lives, because it's like, you know, you fall and you come up smelling like roses.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, that's a good thing. No, that's a good thing. Well, I will ask you to go to mybirthchart.com,
okay,
which is one of my websites, and you can read all, I've got a bunch of hot topics in astrology, I call them, the FAQs. So you can read, you know, stuff about astrology there, at least what I say about astrology. And the same thing, I invite you to use searchbythestars.com, which is my other website, and you can read book excerpts and just read different astrological things, because when you first start studying astrology...
Ooh, it's daunting.
Yes, it is. It truly is, and I have done everything I can to, you know, give people gumdrops of information, something they can use. So,
okay.
Well, good luck with that. No,
well, thank you very much. It's been very helpful.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye. There you go. Well, I'd like to say right now, yes, if you enjoy this show and other shows, BBS shows, you can support them by purchasing products from the host you enjoy every week. For me in particular, you can purchase consulting services, keychains with personality readings, the ever-popular Zodiac Challenge for people that want to compare tropical and sidereal zodiacs, you know, for themselves. And, of course, my book, Gift Giving by the Stars, can be purchased at mybirthchart.com or searchbythestars.com. You'll soon be able to purchase all those things on the BBS Bazaar when that is up and running. We're looking forward to that. And every week the sidereal horoscopes go up on both those other sites, as well as blogger.com under Horoscope Lady. Okay, let's get back at looking at those Republicans. And if you don't want me to talk about Republicans, then you'll just have to call in. But like I said, they are the other half of the ticket, so you got to see who's running and what they're doing. All right, Rudy Giuliani, the mayor of New York, who votes mostly like a Democrat, actually. Yet he truly does. Born May 28th, 1944, 2:30 p.m. Eastern More Time, in Brooklyn, New York. Okay, Mr. Giuliani is a Taurus, which makes so much sense, you know, if you've followed his career or even heard him talk or, you know, anything along those lines. It's like, what else could this man be? His Venus, his Uranus, and his Sun is all in Taurus. He also has Virgo rising, just like John McCain, you know, looks very neat and tidy, comes across someone who is efficient and capable, which is, you know, an excellent thing for someone who wants to get elected president of the United States. And again, because he's a Virgo rising, he has got Mars that's been up there in that 10th house of his, getting lots and lots and lots of attention. Saturn is sinking in his chart, but that's okay. It's by the time I have seen over the years, and then going back certainly before my time, in order to get elected, a president has got to either have a rising, transiting rising, this is transiting rising Saturn in their chart. So Saturn is moving upwards in their chart. Or it's in the first house. You know, all that pressure, all that responsibility when they take office. And, you know, by this account, neither John McCain nor Rudy Giuliani, it's going to be tougher for them than someone who's got a rising Saturn in their chart. Mitt Romney. Mitt's all the way down at the bottom. And I tell you what, I do not have Mike Huckabee's information. So if anyone has his birth information, I know I'm asking the wrong crowd, but if anyone has Mike Huckabee's, the Arkansas governor's information, birth information, I'd love to have it. But Rudy Giuliani, he actually looks like he may do much better tonight than he has done before. I'm not sure how many in his party have taken him seriously, even though, you know, he's been around for a long time. The United States certainly likes to elect mayors. We do. We like mayors of towns or governors, you know, either or. We, for some reason, we feel more comfortable electing people who've had, I guess, that kind of one-on-one relationship with their constituents as opposed to senators and representatives who spend half their time away from the state. I think that's a very significant part of why we seem to, if given a choice, we will elect a governor or, you know, a mayor, that type, or someone who's been a mayor, before we elect somebody who, you know, we elect them and they leave our state, you know, for months on end. And, you know, you've got to call the office in Washington, D.C. if you want to get hold of them. So he has got, you know, as good a chance as any. And, again, I find it fascinating that so many of these Republicans have their Venuses at, I mean, this is true. Listen to this. John McCain, his Venus is at 19 Scorpio. Mitt Romney, okay, his Venus is at 15 Capricorn. And Rudy Giuliani, is his Venus, okay, it's up at 6 Taurus, but that 19 Scorpio is coming up to his part of fortune. And that's a darn good thing, I mean, for him. So you have these guys that are, it's just like they're all neck and neck at this point. And that's what they're doing. I'm sorry, what did I misspeak? Because I was flipping around between charts here. Yes, the John McCain, I misspoke. His Venus is at 29 Leo. The transiting Venus, which is at 19 Scorpio, is coming up to his Jupiter. I apologize for misspeaking there. But I'm fascinated. All of them seem to be running in their race neck and neck, you know, very, very tight, where they don't seem to have where what the Democrats are going on, having this very strong, you know, yes, I'm winning, no, you're winning, yes, I'm winning, no, you're winning, you know, kind of thing. The Democrats lost, someone today backed out, I'm not quite sure. Again, I think it's the governor who backed out. So that's it. They seem to be picking who's going to be the front runner a lot quicker than what the Republicans are doing. It will be, well, it'll be fascinating to see who's running against who, and that's, I don't have that battle there, which is always good. Let me talk today in the horoscopes in general. There is this wonderful trine coming up. It's not exact yet, but it's getting there between Jupiter and Saturn. And this is a transiting trine. And Saturn's in Leo, Jupiter is in Sagittarius. So what you have happening are people who have not, and this is just general, this is the general feeling going on. This is getting groups of people working together for a common good, which is nice. Old people and young people, people of different political persuasions, maybe people of different faiths working together. And I know the season of nonviolence is getting ready to start, so that'll be a lovely kickoff for that. It might actually hold, you know, this time. We're nonviolent in the United States at least for a while. It's one of my favorite times of year, this season of nonviolence, with the concerts going on and, you know, different groups getting together and different people, you know, showing, yes, you know, we have differences and we can actually, you know, make it work, at least in song, and that's the beginning. But with that Jupiter and Saturn trine going on out in the sky, I would invite people who right now have been wanting to put together either a package or a group or a product or an idea they want to promote, and they need to pull in people who are in a different group that they're in, either younger or older, you know, just on the other side of the street, so to speak. It's a great time to do it in the next couple weeks. So for those of you who have had a project going like that, where you have to reach out, or it would be better if you did reach out and got some help, you know, brought in some different people, it's a good time to do that. So that's for everyone in general. It'll work particularly well for the fire signs, which are Sagittarius, Leo, and Aries, because Aries will make that a lovely trine. And if you want to know what the sidereal, what your sidereal birth chart looks like, you can go to mybirthchart.com and, you know, press the free sidereal horoscope, and it'll get emailed to you. It won't have any explanations, but it will have the information. So at least you know where everything stands. Or you can go to searchbythestars.com and put in your birth information or anybody's birth information, and that will come back with limited interpretations because they're geared towards gift-giving. But you'll kind of get the feel of it. And, of course, on the weekly free horoscopes, look to the side and make sure your birth date's falling in with what the constellations are. I've just got a note slipped to me here. Make an apology to, and I can't read this handwriting, and nobody in my office has good handwriting, and that's okay. We've spent too much time typing. I think that's the problem. We have to write for ourselves. If you put in an order in the last month, you might have gotten, even if you put in a little $7.50 order, you might have gotten a free book with your order, because we have a goal here that all our orders, except the astrological consultations, which can take longer, but all the other orders for all the other products go out in 3 business days. Now, that means if you order on a Friday, it will go out the following Tuesday. But 3 business days, that is our goal. And during the holiday season, we get rushed and pushed because of all the holiday orders that come in. And a lot of times, orders will go out in 4 or 5 days. And if that happened, you got a free book with your order. And one lady here, if she comes back, I'll see who that was. But one lady here put an order in, and we know she was a BBS listener because I tend to get orders right after I've been on the show, either that night or the day after or whatever. So that's how we track our BBS listeners. She put in an order 3 weeks ago, so she certainly got a free book, and I apologize, but I cannot read this handwriting. I think her name is Gisela. So if your name is Gisela, and if you have put in a Gisela Rodriguez, if you have put in an order, it did go out. It absolutely did go out with our apologies. We'd like to make it right here. All right. I have time for one more caller, and if not, I'm going to go back to talking about politics, and then I'll be back next week at this time. But who else did I not get over? Okay, let's open up. I've got to go do a Democrat. It is just too much for me not to do it. Where's my girl? That's who I'm looking for. I'm looking for Senator Clinton. That's exactly who I want. And the one thing I would personally love to see, and I talked about this way back last May with the lady who does Visible by the Numbers, wonderful woman, Allison. And I said I would like to see a ticket with Hillary Clinton and John Edwards. Astrologically, the problem with that is that Saturn is way low in their charts. It is not because they both have Gemini rising, I believe. Hillary Clinton certainly does. Saturn is so low in their charts. Saturn does move to the fourth house, though, which can indicate, certainly, they change residences, which means, coming back to D.C. So that's what I'm holding on to. I'm not as objective with those two because I would like to see that happen. But today, she's got this, again, Mars is going so slow, and it's in her first house, and it's sitting on her Uranus. So anyone born around October 26, 1947, like she was. Uranus is sitting there. She was born at 8:10 p.m. Central Standard Time in Chicago, Illinois. Lots of fast changes, lots of ups, lots of downs, lots of erratic things. And she's going to keep on getting good news, though, because of the time in particular she was born that day. Mercury, transiting Mercury, is coming up to her part of fortune. So she'll be getting good news as the week goes on, I assume, whenever the next debate is, which ought to be, sometime next week. So, that looks good. What I don't like is in the United States chart, in the month of February, transiting Uranus will be squaring Venus, which is not a particularly good thing. I mean, it happens every 7 years, and I will discuss that a little bit more next week because I would hate to see, It's losing someone or something of value. And I will compare it to, you know, the prominent women, their charts, and to see, so people can, you know, see what, you know, we possibly think that is. I do not want her to bow out of the race, certainly, or, you know, worse. So, we'll I'm going to keep a tight, tight look on that and, you know, see what's there. Certainly willing to share any information. All right, everyone. Like I said, if you enjoy what you hear on BBS Radio, please support the hosts by buying their products, or just go ahead and make a donation, which you can do. There's a donate button on the BBS website on the homepage, and that's a lovely thing to do. It's painless. It comes out of PayPal. It's as easy as it can be, so you can keep this station running. And if you go to blogger.com and search under Horoscope Lady on tomorrow, Friday, you will see two things. You will see weekly horoscopes, and you'll also see a recap of tonight's show. And you will be able to go ahead and post your comments and also post questions if you want me to discuss those things next week. And that is about it. I am out of here. You all have a lovely evening. I think you've got music coming up next. And then after that, oh, shoot, I am so new on Thursdays, I'm not sure who's there. But you all have a good evening. Bye now.